Is all our company here?
You were best to call them generally, man by man, according to the script.
Here is the scroll of every man's name which is thought fit through all Athens to play in our interlude before the Duke and the Duchess on his wedding day at night.
Sure, that's good, Peter Quinn. Say what the play treats on, then read the names of the actors and so grow to a point.
Mary, our play is the most lamentable comedy and most cruel death of Pyramus and Thisbe.
A very good piece of work, I assure you. And the Mary, now got Peter Quinn's, a 40 actors by the scroll. Master, spread yourself.
Answer as I call you. Nick Bottom, the weaver.
Ready. Name what part I am for and proceed.
You, Nick Bottom, are set down for Pyramus.
What is Pyramus? A lover or a tyrant?
A lover that kills himself, most gallant for love.
Well, that's some tears in the trooper for me, of it. If I do it, let the audience look to their eyes. I will move storms, I will condole in some measure. To the rest. My chief humorist for a tyrant. I could play Hercules, really, or a part of tear a cat in to make all split. The raging rocks and shivering shocks shall break the locks of prison gates, and Phoebus' car shall shine from far and make and mar the foolish fates. This was lofty. The rest of the players. This is Hercules, being a tyrant.
Francis, the bellows, Mendo.
Here, Peter Quinn.
Fruit. You must take Thisbe on you.
What is Thisbe? A wandering knight?
It is the lady that Pyramus must love.
Nay. Hey, let not me play a woman. I have a beard coming.
That's all one. You shall play it in a mask, and you may speak as small as you will.
And I may hide my face. Let me play Thisbe, too.
Oh.
I'll speak in a monstrous little voice.
Thisbe, Thisbe.
No.
Oh, Pyramus, my lover. No, Thisbe.
And you must play Pyramus. And flute you, Thisbe. Oh.
Well, proceed.
Robin Starling, the tailor.
Here, Peter Quince.
Robin Starling. You must play Thisbe's mother. And Tom Snart, the tinker.
Here, Peter Quince.
You, Pyramus's father, and myself, Thisbe's father. Oh, and Sag the joiner, you, the lion's part. And I hope here is a play fitted.
Have you the lion's part written?
Huh?
I pray you, if it be, give it me, for I'm slow of study.
You may do it extempore, for it's nothing but roaring.
Let me play the lion to you. I will roar that I will do any man good to hear me. I will roar that I will make the Duke say, let him roar again. Let him roar again.
You would frighten the Duchess and the ladies that they would shriek. Oh, that were enough to hang us all.
And grant you friends if you should frighten the ladies out of their wits. They would have no more discretion but to hang us. Mm. But I will aggravate my voice so that I will roar you as gently as any sucking dove. I will roar you unto any nightingale.
And you can play no part but Pyramus. For Pyramus is a sweet-faced man. A proper man, as one shall see on a summer's day. A most lovely, gentleman-like man. Therefore you must needs play Pyramus.
Well, I will undertake it.
The master's here in your parts. And I am to entreat you, request you, and desire you to come them by tomorrow night. And meet me in the palace wood a mile without the palace. There will we rehearse. Well, if we meet in the city, we will be dogged with company. And our device is known. In the meantime, I will draw a bill of properties such as our play wants. I pray you, fail me not.
I don't like
it. We will meet. And there we may rehearse most obscenely and courageously. Take pains. Be perfect. And you, hold a cup, Peter.